Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Jane. I'm glad you called. No, you'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. I'm leaving for the Florida Keys. Mm-hmm. I need a vacation, and I'm going to get one if it kills me.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the gold ring. It is early afternoon in Havana, Cuba. And at the Continental, a sidewalk cafe near the Prado, a rather portly gentleman named Rafael Hernandez beckons to the waiter. But just as he raises an imperious finger...
Rafael! Rafael!
Oh, my dear Raymond, what a pleasure. Won't you join me?
Listen, Rafael, I've got to talk to you.
Of course, dear boy. What is it?
I just got a line on Leela.
Would you mind repeating that?
I tell you, I know where she is.
Where?
She left Havana last night for the Florida Keys. She chartered a plane.
How do you know?
I spoke to the pilot. He happens to be a friend of mine.
How fortunate. Have you any idea where she's staying?
Yes. He got a look at her bags. They were marked for the Hotel Griselda.
That is very interesting.
Well, where do we go from here?
Well, we can't leave a little girl like Leela alone on the Keys. Why don't you fly over and keep her company?
Oh, what about you?
I'll stay in Havana until you call. I suggest you leave right now.
Oh, but I haven't packed.
Oh, but that's no problem, Raymond. All you need is one gun and 6 bullets. That should take care of everything.
Service.
Hello, Leela.
Raymond.
How are you, darling?
Listen, Ray, if you don't get out of here...
I suppose you'll scream.
Yes.
No, you won't either. You're not the hysterical type. Oh, really, darling, this is a horrible place. Whatever possessed you to stay here? But then, I suppose, like me, you had no choice.
Is Hernandez with you?
No, he's in Havana waiting for my call. He'll be ever so delighted to hear I've seen you.
Look, Ray, I know what you boys want.
Well, I should think so.
I haven't got it.
You're lying, sweet.
All right, I am. But wouldn't I be a fool to tell you the truth?
Well, you'd be a fool not to.
How do I know after I turn it over you won't kill me?
Oh, Leela, you know you can trust me.
As much as you and Hernandez trust me.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something, Ray. What are you getting out of this? If I know Hernandez, he's not cutting you in for more than 10%.
I don't think that concerns you.
Suppose I promised you 50.
What?
Even split, right down the middle.
But what about...
Hernandez? He doesn't have to know. You can tell him I was gone when you got here. What do you say, Raymond? It's a lot of money.
When would we divide?
Right now.
Well, then you do have it here.
Yes, but you'll never find it without me, so make up your mind.
If Raphael should learn of this, he'd cut my throat.
He'll cut it anyway.
You know your trouble, Leela? You're a cynic. All right, get it. Wait a minute. What are you doing at that trunk?
Part of it's in here, Paul's top.
Where's the rest?
Never mind. This should take care of your interest.
Put that gun away.
Oh, is that what it is?
Are you going to put that gun away?
Just as soon as you leave. Now, do you go quietly or do I shoot?
You're bluffing.
I wouldn't advise you to call me, Raymond. I'm really loaded.
You don't frighten me, darling.
I'm warning you.
Oh, don't be such a bloody little fool. Now, give me that! Oh!
Right this way, Mr. Warren. I saved the best room in the house for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr.
Yeah, just call me Ben.
Okay, Ben it is.
Here we are. Hey, wait till I flip on the lights. Well, what do you think?
Well, if this is your best room, I'd hate to see the worst.
Oh, you're judging by appearances. Would you like me to turn on the fan?
No, thanks.
Huh? Okay.
I'd like you to get me another room.
Well, just between us, they're all alike. There's one thing about the Hotel Griselda. We don't show no favoritism.
Oh, well, you had me worried for a while. Where does that glass door lead to?
to the balcony. But I wouldn't use it. There's a lot of mosquitoes out tonight.
Well, how romantic.
Yeah, ain't it? Still, if you want me to open
it... No, don't bother.
Oh, it wouldn't be any bother at all, Mr. Warren. I'd be pleased to do anything for you.
Oh, what did I do to rate this service?
Well, I read all about you. You're the one they call the Falcon.
How do you know?
Oh, I subscribe to all the detective magazines. I just finished reading about you and the Benson case. You know, there was one thing that puzzled me there.
Well, there were a lot of things that puzzled me.
Well, suppose you and I could get together when I'm off duty and sort of kick them around. I got a couple of theories.
Yeah, well, save them for Einstein. How about some ice water?
Well, that raises a problem.
Oh, you haven't any ice?
Oh, sure we have. Only it'd melt by the time I got it up here.
Well, that's just peachy. All right, here you are.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Warren. And any time I can be of further service...
I know, I won't call on you.
Huh?
Skip it. What?
Open up.
Wait a second. What are you doing on my balcony?
Well, I could say I was taking a sun bath.
At 9 in the evening?
I suppose it does sound far-fetched.
Only slightly.
My name is Leela Gold.
Well, I can't say this is a pleasure.
Have to tell me. I overheard.
Oh, so you go in for eavesdropping, too?
I couldn't help myself. Funny how things turn out. If there's one man in the world I wanted to meet...
It's me.
How'd you know?
It figured. Everyone does.
Mr. Waring, you've got to help me. I'm in terrible danger.
Oh, now, look, Miss Gold.
Leela.
Well, I'm here on a vacation.
Well, this won't take much of your time. I wouldn't bother you, but there's nobody else I can turn to.
Oh, well, now, look,
I'll be forever in your debt.
Well, I don't think you can afford my prices.
Oh, try me.
Hey, now, wait.
What do you think?
I think you've been seeing too many B movies. Where'd you get the idea you could bribe a private detective with a kiss?
I'm sorry, I lost my head.
Yeah, well, it's a very pretty one. What's the problem?
Then you will help?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's really very simple. There's a man registered here at the hotel named Raymond Spence.
Raymond Spence? Didn't the room clerk mention something about him?
I don't know. Did he?
Yes, he did. Seems that Spence's character was cleaning a gun this PM and accidentally shot himself in the shoulder.
Oh. Well, Ray works for a man named Rafael Hernandez. Hernandez is due here tonight. I want you to meet him at the airport.
What for?
Well, how else can you kill him?
How else can I what?
It shouldn't be difficult. Hernandez won't be suspecting a thing.
You have been seeing too many movies.
You won't do it?
What do you think?
Well, you don't understand. It's either Hernandez or me. Raymond was sent here to do the job. He wasn't wounded cleaning that gun. He tried to kill me.
Come again?
I was lucky enough to hit his arm.
Did you report that to the local gendarmes?
That wouldn't do me any good. The sheriff here works for Hernandez.
What are you trying to give me?
Honestly, it's the truth. So you see, you're the only one I can depend on.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Don't worry. I'll be back. Just as soon as you complete your end of the bargain. Till then, darling. Au revoir.
Yes, sir?
This is Mr. Hernandez in 212. Did you give my message to Raymond Spence?
Yes, I told him you wanted to see him.
But that was half hour ago. Ring his room again. Never mind, he's here now. Come in. Come in. Well, it's about...
Oh, no!
Go away. There's nobody home.
Is that you, Mike?
Who's this?
Leela.
Leela?
Yes, I couldn't help calling you, darling. I think you're wonderful.
Well, I think so, too.
I just heard the news. You did it for me.
I did what for you?
Well, I suppose it is stupid of me to mention, but I want you to know I'm forever in your debt.
Huh?
Good night, sweetheart. I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Oh, must be the climate. This is the screwiest... What now? Come in.
I'm looking for a Mr. Michael Ware.
Oh, couldn't you find some other time to look? It must be 4 a.m.
4:15, to be exact. I'd like to introduce myself, sir. My name is William Bowers. I'm the local sheriff.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you, Sheriff. I was going to look you up tomorrow morning.
Wasn't it nice of me to save you the trip? You know a Mr. Hernandez?
You mean Rafael Hernandez?
Yeah.
No.
Funny you should know his first name.
Oh, it's not so funny. A young... Wait a minute. What happened to him?
He was murdered a couple of hours ago.
Murdered?
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't hear the commotion.
Well, I'm a sound sleeper.
You walk in your sleep?
What are you getting at?
You recognize this?
Where'd you find that gun?
Right next to Hernando's body. Of course, if I were one of your big city cops, I would have immediately deduced it was yours. But being just a yokel, I had to call the New York police first.
But how did my gun wind up near Hernando's body?
Now, that's a good question. I just hope you find time to think up an answer before we hang you. If I were you, sir, I'd start working on it right now.
Recently, in one of our largest cities, a survey of public elementary schools revealed conditions which are difficult to believe. These conditions are robbing our children of the educational opportunity they deserve. Inadequate school budgets, outdated equipment, and old-fashioned methods may deprive your child of the chance for a good start that is the right of every American. It's up to parents to know what their local schools are like and to demand the elimination of all these bad features. Get busy in your local PTA and other civic groups to make sure that the children of your town are getting a square deal in school. Remember, America's future lies with its children. Now, back to The Adventures of the Falcon. Just a few seconds have passed since Mike Waring was invited by Sheriff Bowers to try the local jail for size. And surprisingly enough, Mike isn't flattered by the honor.
Look, Sheriff, you got this all wrong.
Oh, I'm sure I have, but after all, what can you expect from a hick cop?
Well, I tell you, I didn't kill Hernandez. I never even met the man. When I came to my room last night, there was a girl on my balcony.
Shades of Romeo and Juliet.
Now, look, I'm not clowning. Her name is Leela Gold. She wanted me... Oh, well, what's the use? You wouldn't believe it.
Well, try me. I'm pretty gullible.
Well, she wanted me to gun Hernandez for her.
And you obliged?
Now, don't talk like a chump.
Well, why did she pick on you to play assassin?
She heard Ben, the room clerk, mention that I was a private detective from New York.
And that convinced her you wouldn't hesitate to commit murder.
Well, I can't help it if she's crazy.
Crazy or not, the fact remains Mr. Hernandez is dead.
Well, I didn't gun him. Now, you've got to give me a chance to clear myself.
I wish I could, but unfortunately...
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see that gun again.
What for?
Because it isn't mine.
The New York Police Department...
Yeah, well, I tell you, it isn't mine. I ought to know. Mine had a nick on the barrel.
For a previous victim?
Look, I'll even show you where it was. Let me have it. You see, I was right. All right, Sheriff, get him up.
Oh, now, Mr. Waring, really, you're violating the confidence.
Well, I guess I can't be trusted. All right, in that closet.
You going to lock me in there?
What do you think?
I think I'll never trust another Yankee.
Now, come on, quit stalling.
As you will, sir.
Sorry to do this, Sheriff, but after all, turnabout is fair play. You were going to lock me up.
And I still will. So make the most of your fun, Mr. Waring. At the moment, I'm your guest, but I hope to play host to you shortly.
Hey, Ben! Ben!
Window?
It's me.
Well, I don't care if it... Oh, Mr. Waring.
Yeah, you got anybody in there?
Well, no, but how did you know where I live?
I'm a detective, remember? They call me the Falcon. Open up.
Oh, just a second.
Well, come on, hurry up. Someone could pick me off in that light.
Okay.
Thanks. What do you hear from Sheriff Bowers?
Well, he's awful peeved at you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, listen, Ben. You've got to give me a hand.
I wouldn't dare. Don't let Bowers fool you, Mr. Waring. He may look like a fat fool, but he ain't.
Well, I'm sure of it. That's why I need your help. You don't believe I killed Hernandez?
Well, after all, it was your gun.
Well, it was in my grip. Anyone could have stolen it. I was dead to the world after my ride down here.
Well, still and all...
You don't believe me, huh? Okay, so I'm a killer. So what do you think your chances are? You could give me away.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I swear.
All right, then prove it. Get hold of Miss Gold.
Sir?
Leela Gold. I want you to bring her here. There's the little lady who holds the key to the whole puzzle.
If you say so.
Well, I say so. Now, on your way.
But if the sheriff finds out...
Who's going to tell him?
Oh, he's a funny man, Mr. Warren. He's got ways of learning things.
Well, now, forget it. You put yourself in my hands, I'll make you a big man.
I put myself in your hands, and you're liable to make me a dead one.
Well, anyway, you will have lived. Now, get going.
Miss Gold. Miss Gold. I just want...
Hello, Ben.
Oh, Sheriff Bowers.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was looking for Miss Gold.
I am, too. Maybe we can join forces.
Well, really, Sheriff, I...
What's the matter? You're off duty now.
Well, yes, yes, but...
Yeah, but what?
Well, I just remembered something.
I did, too. Sit down, Ben.
Well, really, Sheriff...
You don't want to antagonize me, do you?
No.
I'm a friend of yours, remember? Did I say anything a couple of years ago when I caught you running the still? You were breaking the law, and I looked the other way.
But you don't understand.
No, I don't. Suppose you enlighten me. Squat.
Yes. Yes, sir.
What do you want with Leela Gold?
Well, I just wanted to know if her room was comfortable.
Let's face it, Ben. No one's ever been comfortable in these rooms. Look at it. It's a shame and a disgrace. Holes in the screen, broken water pitchers. What must your guests think? But then they're not too fussy, are they?
I resent that.
Well, it's true. What do you suppose keeps the same people coming back time after time like that Mr. Hernando's and Raymond Spence?
Well, I don't know.
Well, do you know why Miss Gold honored you with her presence?
No.
What do you want with her?
Well, I told you.
A pack of lives. Mike Warren sent you for her, didn't he?
Well, honest, sir.
Where is he? At your place?
I didn't say that.
No, but it figured.
What are you going to do?
I can't tell rightly. First, I got to find out what Mr. Warren has in mind.
You going to pick him up now?
No. No, let's give the man a little more rope. If he's going to hang himself, he might as well do a neat job. I hate loose ends, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. What'll it be?
I'll have a daiquiri.
Better make it two.
Ray.
Well, go on, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Ray, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you.
Oh, of course you didn't, Leela.
I've been thinking over what you suggested yesterday.
What I suggested?
A partnership.
You're forgetting, darling. That was your suggestion.
Well, anyway, with Hernando's gone.
Poor Raphael. Who do you suppose killed him?
It was Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
Private detective from New York, the Falcon.
Funny. I never heard Raphael mention his name.
No, it's true. I tell you, he came down here just to see Hernando's.
And how do you know that?
Waring told me.
I don't believe it.
You think I'd lie to you?
Darling, you wouldn't recognize the truth if it slapped you in the face.
Ray, you've got to trust me.
Well, that would be rather stupid, wouldn't it? I trusted you once and wound up with my arm in a sling.
I told you I didn't mean it. I was rattled. You see, I was expecting Waring.
Why?
Well, he and I are partners. He came down here to meet me.
Make up your mind. Did he come here to see you or Hernando's?
Both. I turned the stuff over to him.
You're such a bloody little liar.
Yes, you're right, I am. But this time I'm telling the truth. Waring's got it.
He might at that. The sheriff's looking for him.
Well, that proves it.
Where's Waring now?
I don't know.
Well, if he's your partner, you must expect to hear from him.
I tell you, I don't...
Miss Gold!
What?
I think you're being paged, darling. Over here, boy.
I gotta talk to you, Miss Gold.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, this is confidential.
I'll see you later, Ray.
Now, darling, we don't have secrets from one another. All right, then, let's have it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I do. Now, what is this message you have for my charming associate?
Well, Mike Warren wants to see you.
He does.
Now, do you believe we're partners?
Where is he?
Well, he's hiding out at my place. I got a shack near the swamps.
Suppose you take me there.
But he wanted to see the lady.
I wouldn't think of it. Well, you know how people talk. Now, you better take me, and he won't be disappointed. I'll provide him with a much more exciting evening.
Who's there?
No answering, you dummy.
It's me, Mr. Warren. Ben.
Did you bring her?
Yes, sir.
Just a second.
Hello. Who the devil are you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Warren. I couldn't help myself.
But you can now, so run along.
Yeah, but I want to explain.
Well, I'll do it for you. Nice boy.
Yeah, but not very bright.
Yeah, for that matter, who is?
Well, you must be Raymond Spence.
Now, how in the world did you ever figure that out?
Leela told me about you shooting yourself this afternoon.
Now, don't you believe that she was responsible? Really? You picked yourself a horrible associate, Mr. Waring. You can't believe a word she said.
Yeah, I'm beginning to find that out. Oh, incidentally, would you mind pointing that gun elsewhere?
Does it make you nervous?
Yes, very. I'm in a delicate condition.
Congratulations. But, getting back to Leela, she tells me you two are associated in this venture.
You believe that?
Strangely enough, I do. After all, you did send for her.
Yes, because I'm being framed for murder.
This poor Raphael. I'm going to miss him.
Look, I don't know why I should try to convince you, Raymond, but I didn't kill him.
Have you any idea who did?
Well, Leela tried to get me to do the job when I turned her down.
You think she did it herself?
Isn't that the way it adds up?
Well, frankly, I'm not too sure.
Well, you better be. We've got a pretty sharp sheriff in these parts.
Oh, he couldn't be too sharp. He let you escape.
No, we all make mistakes.
And you made yours when you tied up with Leela. Now, I'm prepared to offer you a much better deal. Leela claims she turned the stuff over to you.
Oh, is that what she claims?
Well, don't you have it?
Let's hear your proposition first.
Well, it would be pointless discussing anything unless I'm dealing with a principal.
Don't worry, you are. I've got the stuff.
What do you think of it?
Not much.
Well, it's worth $100,000.
I doubt it. Looked like a lot of junk to me.
Look, I know all of Hernando's contacts. I can unload it tomorrow for that price.
Well, that's good to know. I'll call you if I ever run across it.
But you just said...
I know, I lied. I must have picked up the habit from Leela.
You know, Mr. Waring, I'm very annoyed at you. You tricked me.
Yeah, well, don't feel too badly about it. That makes you even with the sheriff.
Only I don't propose to take this lying down.
No. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. But to begin with, see how this hits you.
Our American heritage of freedom is one of our most priceless possessions, but because we often take them for granted, we're not as vigilant in our defense of them as we must be. Combat racial and religious prejudice and all attacks on our liberties from whatever source. Don't be a lazy American. Work for your freedom. It's the only way to keep them working for you. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon. 30 minutes have passed since Raymond Spence showed his displeasure with Mike Waring by beating a tattoo on his head. Now, as we find Mike...
Come on, Waring, take a swig of it. It won't hurt you. Confidentially, I made it myself.
Oh, Sheriff Bowers.
Go on, take a good pull.
All right. Oh, brother, that's awful.
Ain't it? Took me 20 years to get used to it.
How did you know I was here?
Ben told me.
Oh, he's just a great big blabbermouth, isn't
he? Well, we all have our faults. Now, personally, I trust the wrong people.
Like me, for example.
Like you, for example. I thought you were real smart. I thought you were going to solve this thing for me.
Huh?
Well, I hate work. You can't imagine what it's like dragging 220 pounds around in this sun.
And you let me escape on purpose?
Naturally.
I don't believe it.
Where's your gun?
In my coat.
Get it. Go on.
Well?
Pull the trigger.
What?
Go ahead, shoot. I want to see how good a marksman you are. Aim at my cigar.
Are you nuts?
I got confidence in you, boy.
Okay. It's empty.
Uh-huh.
And you did let me escape, huh?
Of course.
What was the idea?
I told you. I thought you were smart, but I'm real disappointed. I wouldn't be surprised if I had to do my own work.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Kind of depressing, ain't it? Well, still can't be helped. It was Raymond Spence who slugged you once.
Yes, he thought I was holding out on him.
Holding out what?
Some mysterious it that he and Leela keep referring to.
Have you any idea what it is?
Yes, I think so, Sheriff. But Leela would know better. What say we drop in on her? Seems like years since I've seen the girl. How do you want to handle this?
How would you suggest?
Well, I say we knock and walk right in.
Oh, why bother knocking? There's no reason to disturb the young lady.
And where'd you get those keys?
Ben wasn't using them, so I thought I might as well.
Never mind. It isn't locked.
Is that you, Leela?
Sorry to disappoint you, Raymond.
Waring.
This is Sheriff Bowers.
No need to introduce us. Boy, we've already met. Hi, Mr. Spence.
Hi.
We thought this was Leela Gold's room. How come we made such a stupid mistake, Waring?
I don't know. I would have sworn this was 209.
But it is.
Fancy that.
I was just waiting for Leela.
Well, good. We'll do it together.
You gentlemen know any three-handed games?
Yeah, I know a couple. How about 20 questions?
Sounds wonderful.
Want to play, Raymond?
No, thanks.
Oh, maybe it's just as well. He don't look like he'd be very good at games. He's kind of puny.
Oh, don't sell this boy short, Sheriff. He's a real live one.
What do you mean?
Why do you suppose Rafael Hernandez was killed?
I have no idea.
Well, you should. It was over that mysterious consignment that Leela was carrying. The one who killed Hernandez wanted it.
Well, then Leela killed him.
No, you're not listening. I said whoever killed Hernandez wanted it. Leela had it all along. So who does that leave?
Who?
You. Of course, it took Leela to give you the idea, but... Don't worry, Raymond. I'll personally see to it she gets credit for the assist.
I don't know what to say, Mike. I don't know how you can ever forgive me.
Personally, I find it very easy, Leela. You're a very attractive young thing.
When I think of how I involved you...
Oh, forget it.
You didn't really believe I meant for you to kill Hernandez.
No, of course not.
I was just talking.
Yeah, that's the trouble with you, Angel. You talk too much. And this time, Raymond was paying attention when you sold him the idea of double-crossing Hernandez. Struck him as a good one. Seemed a wonderful way to go into business for himself. Then he only had to take care of you.
But I outsmarted him.
He should have realized you were no one to play around with. Oh, incidentally, what are you going to do with it?
It?
Yeah, the mysterious consignment that was responsible for the whole mess.
Do you know what it is?
Sure, narcotics. The three of you were part of a ring to smuggle it into the U.S.
How'd you guess?
It wasn't a guess. I had a hunch all along. And it was confirmed when I talked to Raymond. I told him it looked like a lot of junk to me. When he let the word junk go unchallenged, I knew I was on the right track.
I don't understand.
Sure you do, Angel. You're an old hand at this game. Junk is the all-embracing term for narcotics.
Listen, Mike, I know where I can sell the entire shipment. It's pure stuff. We can get $40,000 for it easy. I'll cut you in for half.
As you ever learn, Angel. It's time you told the truth for once. That shipment's worth $100,000. Ray told me. Just can't trust you.
Oh, yes, you can.
Nope, afraid not.
I swear, Mike, this time... Why did you stop here?
Well, such a lovely night... Thought we ought to make the most of it. Did you ever see a lovelier moon?
Oh, darling.
Look at the way it rises over that building. That's a picture no artist could paint.
Haven't I seen that building before?
Well, if you haven't, you'll see a lot of it in the future. That's the local jail.
Why, you know
good... No. There's no need to take offense. I just want you to try some of Sheriff Bauer's southern hospitality. Let's go, Angel.
The Case of the Natural Seven. The Case of the Natural Seven. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that sometimes loaded dice can do more damage than a loaded gun. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon. This program came from New York. This is Fred Collins speaking.